Good morning. We continue to watch a storm system over the Canadian Maritimes sit in place, providing clouds and showers for northern and eastern New England, points north and east. While this system has bottled up the jet stream flow in the atmosphere, we're locked in under pleasant weather with high pressure and control both aloft and at the surface here in interior New York and New England. And that means after another cool but pleasant start, we'll have a comfortably mild afternoon. A few scattered clouds passing through from time to time on the back edge of that maritime system, but still plenty enough sunshine to get us into the upper 60s and lower 70s on average. For tonight, skies will be mostly clear, and then maybe some clouds spilling in again, so we'll call it partly cloudy overnight, with lows back into the 40s. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday. With that same high-pressure center in control, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and mild air, about 3 to 5 degrees above normal, with highs averaging in the lower 70s. Even milder air as a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere hangs over us Saturday and Sunday, with mostly sunny skies, lower to middle 70s. On Monday, a weak front will approach from the Great Lakes. This will be moisture-starved, and with very little lift along the front, it's going to be difficult to squeeze out anything more than some clouds. A couple of passing mountain showers possible on Monday afternoon. Otherwise, we'll call for partly sunny skies and highs remaining in the lower 70s. Not even so much cooler behind the front, with partly to mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Highs will still be around 70. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the main weather maker for the continental U.S. will be a storm system traversing the Rocky Mountains and the High Plains through tomorrow. A well-defined cold front extending from Manitoba to the Four Corners region is producing significant snowfall for the higher elevations of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming through tonight, and winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect for some of these areas. Storm totals above 7,000 feet will be in the 12 to 24-inch range, 6 to 12 inches of snow possible from 5,500 feet to 7,000 feet, and elevations below 5,500 feet could see as much as 1 to 4 inches of snow. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at New Orleans, Louisiana, at 10:53 a.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at La Paz, Bolivia, at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with an east-northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 45, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 23 at Santa Maria, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower to mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low, 41, the average temperature, 56, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.81 inches for the month, which is 2.10 inches above normal. And 36.32 inches for the year, which is 7.46 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 131, that's 32 above normal. And 137 for the season, which is 15 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 47. The record high, 89, set in 2007 and in 1920. And the record low, 29, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:45 p.m. 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear and cool tonight, with lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 70. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs around 70. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs near 70. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 70s. Mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, just a slight risk of a shower Monday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny near 70 on Tuesday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s again on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.